The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
It's another beautiful Friday morning. The 22nd day in the month of April 2022, we thank God for the gift of life. Good morning there, listeners. Welcome to today's question and answer episode. It's your favorite world class program on radio, Stockwatch. I'm your regular host, Ruth Ibikunle. Mr. Aaron Akebia is here with me this morning to respond to your questions. But before we get to that, let's quickly do a summary of activities on the floor of the Nigerian equity market yesterday. Nigerian stock market on Thursday closed on a bullish note as the All-Share Index appreciated by 0.18%, closing at 48,223.86 points from the previous close of 48,138.71 points. Investors gained 46 billion naira as the market capitalization grew by 0.18% to close at 25.998 trillion naira from the previous close of 25.952 trillion naira. An aggregate of 244.69 million units of shares were traded in 4,859 deals, valued at 3.15 billion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 29 equities emerged as gainers against 9 equities that declined in their share prices. Beggar Paints and Eternal PLC led other gainers with 10% growth, closing at 7 naira 70 kobo and 6 naira 5 kobo respectively. Wando and Mayors PLC among other gainers also grew their share prices by 9.90% and 9.84% respectively. Square led other price decliners as it shed 9.77% of the share price to close at 1 naira 94 kobo from the previous close of 2 naira 15 kobo. ABC Transport and Name It among other price decliners also shed their share prices by 6.45% and 3.55% respectively. Let's go on a quick break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back and thank you for staying with us. With me on the program this beautiful morning is Mr. Aaron Akebia, the MD CEO, Global View Capital Limited. Hello, good morning, sir. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Good morning, Ruth.
All right, sir. So the business of the day, we have quite a number of questions, but let's see how far we can go. The first one, what exactly are the laws regarding free float? Why are companies with free float deficiency allowed to be listed for long without solving the problem?
Yeah, I think what we have to do is to let's take a look at what that free float actually is as far as the NGS is concerned. As part of the requirement for listing equity securities on any of the NGS boards, the exchange mandates a prospective issuer to ensure that a certain percentage of its shares are owned by or available to the public, and such proportion of shares are known as the public float or the free float. We should put that at the back of our mind, are owned by or available to the public. Free float is the number of shares that an issuer has outstanding and available to be traded on the exchange. It includes all shares held by the investing public and excludes shares held directly or indirectly by promoters, directors, and their close relatives, strategic investors, and other investors holding 5% and above of the issued share capital, and shares owned by the government. An issuer is free float deficient when the number of his share or the value of his share held by the public or available for trading by the public falls below the free float requirement for the board on which the issuer's securities are listed. And what are the requirements to be compliant with the free float on premier board? That means you have to have 20% of your shares available to the public or for trading. For main board, it is 20%. For ASM, it is 50%. For growth board, it is 50% too. I think what we should also know at this point in time that exchange don't just pursue a issuer out of the market. There are processes and procedures that you take in correcting any of the rules that have been flouted by an issuer. I think when the NGX discovered that a company has a deficiency in free float, all they do is to engage them to first of all find out why, then secondly to tell them to boost it up. So for a company that have free float deficiency listed for long, it now depends at what particular point in time with the where the deficiency in that free float and what how long has it taken for it to be traded with that free float deficiency before the exchange can come in. So I don't think they just allow them to list like that. And one of the things that we saw in that rule is that we will not be allowed to list on those, except for those that are already listed. But a new listing will not be allowed except you satisfy this free float requirement.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for that explanation, sir. The second question, what is the benefit of NGX exchange traded derivative that was launched?
What derivative trading or exchange traded derivative is a novel as far as the Nigerian market is concerned. What we should first of all know, derivative is a financial contract tradable in the market. That is why they say exchange tradable. It's tradable in the market like shares, but whose value depends on another asset called the underlying asset. I won't go into that. Derivative contracts are mainly used for hedging. In most places where they are, they are traded, they are used for hedging. It goes when the good standing. If you have taken the position in both the spot market and the derivative market. For instance, like somebody who has taken position in Dangote Cement in the cash market, that is, you buy Dangote on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, that's the equity side. Then you go and take a position, a short position in the derivative market in that same Dangote share at the same quantity. If you have bought 2,000 units on the equities market, you go and buy 2,000 contracts on the derivative market. What that does, because the price of Dangote's cement is going up in the equities market, the value of the derivative on the derivative market, depending on which position you have taken. If you have taken the short position, that means it will be going down. So what it therefore means that whether Dangote cement that you are going to take position in is going up or you are going down, you are covered. If you are losing in the cash market, that is the equity market, you will be gaining in the derivative market. If you are losing in the derivative market, you are gaining in the cash market. That is the way it works. And also, it is used for speculation. I think it's the speculation that have actually been judged too risky. And also used for arbitrage trading. I know by the time we begin to engage these derivatives in Nigeria, I begin to understand all these terms. I don't want to go into the derivative class this morning. Currently, we have contracts that have been approved. We have the Asset Bank PSC Stock Futures. We have the Dangote Cement PSC Stock Futures. We have the Guaranteed Trust PLC Stock Futures. Which now JITCO. We have MTN Communication PLC Stock Futures. We have the Zenith Stock Futures. We have NGX Static Index Futures and NGX Pension Index Futures. I think one of the main benefits is to deepen the market, to offer an array of tradable asset classes to the market where investors can actually decide where he or she want to play. To discover that you have competence, you have core competence in the derivative market, you can leave equity for the derivative market and vice versa. And another thing is for diversification. You can spread your risk across the various asset classes that are currently trading on the NGX.
It sounds new and a little complicated and too much of grammar. I hope eventually people can get to understand what that is all about.
Yes, as we continue to progress, I don't want to go into the details. As we continue to progress, I think I will get to understand it.
All right, so moving on. I'm a novice, please. My investment objective is to trade stocks that will go up between 50% and 250% within 3 months. Please, is my goal a realistic one? If yes, what strategies do I adopt an analysis to work with?
Well, whether the goal is realistic or not depends on one is the time is entering the market, how to is a risk appetite. Well, what I will first of all say that those are rather too high for the market, and within the period that is looking at, if you say that 3 months, I believe that is really risky. I mean, the stock market is not gambling. That when you put your name, my money here, then the next day you come and collect so much money. The market is where you put your money in an existing company who does business daily, and their performances is way against their achievement every quarter. Except for the benefit of hindsight, it is, you know, what to do is to, you know, a company you just have because of analysis and believe that Zenith is going to do so much. But you are actually not part of the management of Zenith. That is anywhere the risk is coming in anyway. But the fact that you now believe that Zenith is going to return 500%, it's going to return 300%, actually might not be that possible. So if what I'm saying is true, wanting to get 250% in 90 days from a stock, I think that is quite an accurate fact as far as the NGS is concerned. But you can still look at it that it is possible. But one of the things that you want to look, somebody will tell you what happened to ROT Briscoe. It is possible, but remember that those stocks that have such possibility have been battered and abandoned by the market over a very long period. And it was with a stroke of luck that circumstances changed. And remember that people have been that ROT Briscoe that made that so much for a very long time, and they have been there for long, so it was just a stroke of luck that brought that back. So when you are actually expecting a 250% gain, you must suffer severe losses. So what I would just say that caution is the word as far as investing on the NGS is concerned. What I would advise the person is just get fundamentally sound stocks, understand their price behavior, and you'll be fine. But if you seek this obnoxious gain to the market, you might end up coming up with nothing.
That's very true. All right, so we still have quite a number of questions, but we can only take one more. Okay, what is happening to Wando? Since 12th April, it has been experiencing price appreciation daily. Am I smelling investment opportunity?
Well, I think you are smelling investment of opportunity, but it might depend on where are you looking at it. Wando released a timetable to the market of how they are going to release their outstanding AFS, and they even have a reverse one. But recently, I think they released to the market that their notice of a general meeting that it will be scheduled for April 29 at 11 a.m. And one of the things that they said they are going to do is to consider and approve the group audited financial statement for the year ended 31st of December 2019, along with other corporate actions. And that corporate action can mean so much. It could be dividend, it could be bonus, it could be other things. So, and they also said that they followed the approval of the 2019 AFS by the board of the company. The 2019 AFS should be submitted to the FROC for its approval and will be after the publication and orders to the rule of the exchange. And I believe what that means that Wando are in want to play off all their outstanding AFS. And by that, the market, you know, need to respond to it. And I can see that the market is actually responding to that. So tell me, it might actually be an investment opportunity, but that rests squarely on your own shoulders.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Aruna. Your last word for our listeners this morning and thereafter your number.
Yeah, the market is still looking up. You can see that the market is looking up. We saw Seplat just moved from about 900 and crossing 1,000 because the number of stock has literally come deep. You can see Guinness is running away and doing 226. I remember when I asked somebody to take position that Guinness for 79. There's still so much opportunity in the market. Like I said, there are always opportunities every day in the market. The only thing is that, as it was said, shine your eyes. My number is 0809-302-300-9379.
Thank you, Mr. Aruna, for your time on the program this morning, sir.
Yeah, thank you for listening, Eric.
This is where we draw the curtain on Stocks Watch on Radio for this week. Keep in mind that Finance and Investment Watch will be live on LTV8 Sunday 24th at 10 p.m. GoTV Channel 90 and DSTV Channel 256. Make it a date with the Oracle. Catch up on all that you have missed from the beginning of this week on StocksNG.com, another stock market analysis that will help you make informed decisions. See you next week by the special grace of God. Same time, same station. Ruth Ebikunle. Enjoy your weekend. Bye for now.